Now, the new county mayor is Tralee councillor Jim Finucane of Fine Gael. The representative was elected unopposed to the role of Cathaoirleach, having been proposed and seconded by party colleagues Seamus Cussie Fitzgerald and Bobby O'Connell. It's the first time Jim Finucane has held the role of Cathaoirleach of Kerry County Council, having been a member since 2009. He previously held the seat at Tralee Urban District Council from 1985 to 1999. Councillor Finucane, good morning to you and congratulations, first of all.
Good morning, Gillian. Thank you.
I was actually surprised that you've had a long career in public service, but never Cathaoirleach of Kerry County Council before.
No, but it's a tremendous honour, Gerry, to represent your county. And as we all know, it's a special place, and I'm looking forward to the year ahead.
What are your main priorities for your year in the role?
I think, as I stated at the meeting yesterday, Gerry, housing obviously is the critical issue. The provision of several sites for first-time buyers, the availability of affordable homes for people trying to start out, the encouragement to get private construction back into the frame. It has been a huge issue, the fact that a lot of small to medium builders since the last crash have not got back into the market, and that has to do with funding, banking and a number of issues. So we hope to take a multifaceted approach to it and look at housing at all levels and see what we can do. But it's all about blocks and blocks and homes and giving people a product that's affordable and that can get people onto the first step of the ladder.
Yeah, are you able to do that, or are you hamstrung by national government policy?
Well, Gerry,
in terms of supporting that idea of supply being the main answer to this problem.
Yeah, I intend to, particularly with ministers on this, and I'm in the business as an estate agent, so I'm fairly close to what I see are the issues, the roadblocks that are there for certain people, and funding and banking has been a huge issue for small to medium builders. And if we are to encourage people to come back to our country, particularly our skilled people, they're dependent on long-term opportunities. So it has to be tackled in a multifaceted way, not the piecemeal way that we've seen different schemes at different times and maybe having a lot of confusion over those schemes. So there is work to be done. We need a very clear message, a very clear approach, and we need to deal with the number of aspects. There are something like, is it 64,000 homes in judicial reviews and with Bord Pleanála at the moment. So we have to look at that. We have to look at, why does the council have to give a decision within a specified time and Bord Pleanála doesn't have to give a decision within a specified time? We need to look at a whole myriad of issues. But the one thing I hope to use the position as Cathaoirleach of Kerry County Council, and particularly with dealing with ministers, be it from my own party or not, but it's a matter of highlighting exactly where these roadblocks are and getting action taken to remove them. Besides too much loose talk, we need to really target what we have to do to just encourage that market so that the housing situation will begin to meet the demand.
And that's the key thing. That's what you need to do to get it up and
absolutely
running. Is it your view that we may be starting to see a turn with the house prices coming down? There's numbers out this morning for record levels of mortgages being approved for first-time buyers, that there's some light at the end of the tunnel?
There is. I think that, as like with the figure that of these schemes that are held up in the planning process at the moment, these are going to filter out through it. Some of these schemes are significant schemes in the Dublin region. But I think once people begin to see that the product is coming onto the market, that will reflect quite quickly on the prices that were being paid. And I think yesterday with the DAFT survey, that was the first strong sign that, look, this thing is happening. But we have to encourage it and expedite it so that it's viable for people to buy their own home.
And that's the key thing. No other priorities for you this year. You've said, look, roads infrastructure and blue flags. You want treatment plants for villages like Finnet.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of counties here. We're very fortunate with the amount of blue flag beaches, 15, and we have 5 Green Coast awards. And if we look at our tourist infrastructure, but people gravitate to our beaches, not always for water sports, but for walking, for exercise, and just to get a concept of the beauty of the county that we have. So I will, and it's in train already, request a meeting at senior level with Irish Water, that there are key towns and key places that, and Phoenix is one, Kinmare is another, Castle Gregory, Ballyfedder, Abbydorney, and others. And I want a progress chart on how quickly we can deliver these treatment plants. But if we continue to develop, not only maintain the blue flag beaches that we have, but develop others and give towns, Kinmare is a significant town, Phoenix is a significant location for people. But treatment plants are essential, because the impact on planning, the impact on places being allowed to develop. So, you know, we're fortunate in ways in that the state has surplus monies at the moment. But to my mind, and if a meeting with Leo Varrack on the 4th of July, but I'd be stating to him that if the state has a surplus, we need to be spending money on capital projects, on the infrastructure, to make the country, number one, from an environmental point of view, a better place, number two, to protect our environment and to protect our tourist sector and our tourist industry. But it's about spending that surplus on projects that will have a lasting impact on the county and the country and the environment as a whole.
Jim, stay with us. We're going to talk more about different issues, including, I suppose, support for festivals as well, including the Rose of Tralee. We'll get to that after we take these. Yeah, we're talking with the Mayor Cathairlic of Kerry County Council, Jim Finucane of Fine Gael. And Jim, we're talking about, I suppose, support for festivals as well, and the role of Kerry County Council in festivals, particularly in organisations in Tralee. News coming through yesterday that an event management company, Tralee-based Shannon Star Entertainments Limited, has been appointed to spearhead the planning of and engaging a lineup for activities to include the Rose of Tralee International Festival, which is now just, you know, just over a month away, I suppose, or 6 weeks away, an important step in trying to keep the show on the road for the festival this summer.
Absolutely. Jerry, as a member of the municipal authority, we were briefed by council officials. They outlined the plan, they outlined the process where they were, had gone out to a number of companies to appoint an event coordinator as such. And I welcome the fact that this company has been appointed, because obviously time is of the essence. But it's important, the way I see it, look at the Rose of Tralee and the Festival of Kerry is part of our identity, part of it's part of what we are and what we've done. And at the same time, look at, it's an opportunity, and I said that once this festival is over, to get all the stakeholders, to get everybody around, and to see what we can do and where it should go from here. I've always understood it, and my understanding is that it's a festival that recognised the achievement of young women. Some have achieved a tremendous amount, and I think we need to build on that. We need to build on what the message that we want to get out there in general, and the whole concept of having an organisation with linkages through all the diaspora, throughout the United States, Australia. It's a huge asset, but we need to maybe perhaps modernise it. We need to give it a new injection of energy, and to see really what we want to do with it. And I think that, but the important thing is for this year that we have a successful festival, and that we drive on with it. And I think this action is a critical part of that process.
And to look at perhaps maybe once this year is done, evaluating whether it needs to be taken over or run by the town.
Absolutely, I would have in those discussions everything on the table. But we need to say, with the fact that the county and the promotion, the two nights television coverage, is again a critical part of the platform that we have as a county. It's an opportunity, as the prizes, the county council sponsored, you know, holidays in the kingdom, and it and the people still watch it. The viewership is still there, and I've always felt that it's because we have a natural curiosity, Irish people, to listen to stories, and I think that's the draw of it. But I think that we have to, at the same time, use this opportunity to say, let's move it on, let's develop it to a level and to something that everyone can be buy into. But certainly, everything should be on the table at those meetings after this year's festival.
Okay. You also want to organise an economic forum in
yes.
Kerry.
It goes back to, and can I mention as well Seán Saoirse in that, because I believe, you know, Seán Saoirse in Tralee has played a huge role in the cultural fabric, not alone of the town, but of the county itself. And COVID, I think people underestimated with the Rose of Tralee and with Seán Saoirse and other attractions as such. COVID had a huge impact over 2 or 3 years. And people are still, and even private businesses are still coming to terms with that interruption, because they're trying to play catch up, and often financially. And, you know, I know there are organisations out there who are particularly finding it difficult. So people have to recognise that both the Festival of Kerry and Seán Saoirse have gone through that process. But I believe that in challenges like these are opportunities to redefine. It's an iconic building in Tralee, but I'd be very supportive of Seán Saoirse as well, because it's part of the cultural inheritance that we have, and it's something that we would be proud of. But these organisations need support now, and particularly these giants. But I welcome these challenges, because there are times when you look at the fabric of what we offer and what we can achieve, and can we drive it on and make it more relevant to a lot more people, and they are the challenges that I welcome.
Okay, and on the economic forum, is that to attract more foreign direct investment or develop more enterprise locally here in Kerry, or what role will it have?
It is. I would say, again, using our diaspora to bring key people from that diaspora to an economic forum, to ascertain and to be direct with these people as well, to seek investments, because at the end of this, and I've always believed in it, that we start and finish really with viable jobs, so that young people, as part of natural course of life, you know, go to college and have to leave and travel abroad, and that's a good thing, because they come back with huge experiences and huge energy, and we need those people back. So the provision of viable jobs to allow people to live in rural areas, to live in villages, to live in our urban areas as well, that's the key to it, because if you don't have that vitality, and we've seen it in smaller villages, and I'm from Tarbert, and if you look at Tarbert, Ballylongford, obviously the land bank and the New Fortress project is still crucial to that. But if villages just become the retirement homes for elderly people in itself, that's not a good thing. And we've all seen our county and the landscape scarred in the past from immigration, with derelict homes and derelict cottages. And so, you know, to my mind, you know, jobs bring life, and they bring commitment, and they bring families, and that's the basis of our society. But viable long-term employment, to my mind, is crucial.
And that's the reason for the economic forum and the role that enterprise plays now.
Absolutely.
With Kerry County Council.
And I'm not going to be dependent. And look, can I say this to the people at this county, and I welcome this opportunity in Radio Kerry. I have never been interested in the games of political life as such. I'm project driven. I believe in, you know, do something, make a constructive contribution, but bring something that's lasting and that has a positive impact. And to my mind, that's where my energies will lie. And I, you know, I made a commitment yesterday that I'm going to do all I can to bring change to the county in whatever way I can. But we need to think of the future, and we need to see, and not be dependent on others, not to be certainly have direct meetings with ministers, and I've always had that approach, regardless if they're of my party or not of my party, that you go into a meeting, you tell these people what your requirements are, they're either going to deliver them or they're not. But I just believe it in a clear focus and a clear determination to bring the projects that are crucial to this county to fruition.
Okay. Former Councillor Liam Purtle contacted the show to congratulate Jim Finucane on becoming Mayor of Kerry. He's made a huge contribution both to Tralee and Kerry County Council. An outstanding councillor, Liam, wishes you every success for the year ahead. If I could just come back to Seán Saoirse, you were talking about the need to support that organisation. Now, when it made the announcement a couple of weeks ago that it was cancelling all not-for-profit, I suppose, events, and I know it's liaising now with the department in terms of its future and all of that, like it was suspending all non-profit making productions. There was criticism at the time of the lack of transparency. They weren't available for interview. in relation to that. No notice given to anyone in relation to this decision being made. In exchange for support, do they need to be more transparent?
Well, I think I can understand difficulties with organisations, and we've all dealt with them in business, where you're facing, and people in business with huge or significant financial challenges. And normally people try everything before they reach a certain level or a certain place where they're left with few options. And but I think in re-energising what we can do for Shimsa Tira, I think, yes, but I think, like everything else, people in those situations can often be wilted from the day-to-day pressures of that process. But also, I'm a great believer in that you look and you see what can be encouraged from that organisation and that reputation.
Does it need to decide what it wants to be and then communicate that clearly, the reasons why?
Certainly, I would think so. For example, and I've stated this on another form, I still believe that Tralee needs an economic space, an auditorium that can seat more than, you know, say 1,000 people. Should that be something that Shimsha would get involved in? Should we do something with that building? Should we look at, look at other aspects of this thing, and what other areas could Shimsha become involved in to enhance their own activities and to enhance young people? So I believe in the way things are changing so rapidly, particularly in the world of media, that I think there are significant opportunities. But you're right, you know, when we sit down and we'll push, and I will certainly be there to assist in any way I can, people need to say, this is our mission, and we need to be open, and we need to tell people and inform people of what the plan is to rectify the situation.
All options on the table. Okay, final question for you. As the new Mayor Cathaoirleach of Kerry County Council, are you as frustrated as other Kerry fans at the prospect of yet another game being behind the paywall, this time Saturday's All-Ireland quarter-final, Kerry versus Tyrone?
I think, look at it, and there's no feeling like it, being in Croke Park and Kerry playing. I think obviously this season has been very different in many ways, that the amount of games, the huge pressure on the players, and what we expect of our players, and the levels of fitness and the levels of commitment. And I would hope that, you know, once this season is over, that there's a full review, you know, of what worked well, what didn't work well, and obviously coverage of it is hugely important to people.
Okay. All right, Jim Finucane, listen, we're going to leave it there. That's Councillor Jim Finucane, the Mayor Cathaoirleach of Kerry County Council, as elected yesterday. If you have a view on any of the areas he talked about there, his priorities for the year, the way he thinks things need to go, and we want to hear from you on the programme at 0667123666. Just some breaking news on the political front this morning as well. In the last while, the leader of Sinn Féin, leader of the opposition, Mary Lou MacDonald, has tweeted, "Personal news, I had surgery on Friday and I'm now recovering well. I expect to be back in action in a number of weeks. A million thanks to all the incredible staff at the Rotunda Hospital in Dublin for your excellent care and kindness. Gurav Mila Mahagov Galair, onwards and upwards," says Mary Lou MacDonald. Not outlining what the surgery is for, but had surgery on Friday, will be back in a number of weeks' time as she recovers from that surgery. We certainly wish her all the best, that's for sure. There's some breaking news on the political front this morning. If you have any views for us, get in touch with us on the show. You're listening to Kerry Today. Lots more to get to. We've hours to protect to talk about as well. And speaking of that, and speaking of the environment, in separate breaking news, there was a very important vote which was taking place at the European Union level, and we were talking about this over the last couple of weeks. The European Parliament's Environmental Committee has rejected the proposed new nature restoration law in a vote that went 44 votes to 44 after two marathon voting sessions in Strasbourg and Brussels, having already been rejected by the European Parliament's Agricultural Committee. The future of the proposal now looks pretty dim. It would be very hard for MEPs sitting in plenary session next month to approve something which has been rejected by both of its sectoral committees. So that will be a blow to the Green Party and those who are supporting, saying this was the only way to go in terms of how we manage our land. The European Parliament's Environmental Committee and Agriculture Committee both rejecting the new nature restoration law, which caused a lot of controversy in this country. More on the way.